This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers matchup with the Fighting Illini, the conference opener here tonight. And as we do each and every week, a chance to sit down and hear about things at the university with Interim President Susan Fritz. Great to be back with you this week. What's on your mind this week?
Well, Greg, school's back in session now for almost a month, and campus is bustling with activity. As I look around at the thousands of students who will be our future teachers, nurses, software developers, and engineers, I can't help but think we need more. More students attending the university, more students completing their degrees. We already graduate more than 11,000 students per year, but we know it is not enough.
Let's go into that some more. Why should Nebraska, why do we need more students that are attending and then graduating from college?
Well, Greg, very soon more than 70% of all jobs in Nebraska will require education beyond high school. 70%. And right now the state simply does not have enough workers with this kind of education. For example, did you know that 1 in 7 working age Nebraskans holds an NU degree?
I don't think I did.
Well, you can see how the university plays a critical role when it comes to meeting Nebraska's workforce needs when you consider that statistic.
So what's the university doing to get more Nebraskans to graduate and into that workforce?
Well, here's some of the ways we're making sure students get to the finish line. First, we are connecting with more students using technology, especially adult military and our other non-traditional students. They really benefit from the flexibility that distance learning offers. And there are many students who start a degree but never finished. Online courses can help them complete their education. And secondly, we have renewed energy around the Commit to Complete initiative, which helps students stay on the path to an on-time graduation. Greg, did you know a fifth year of college adds about 20% to the cost of a bachelor's degree? Those extra years are extremely expensive. So when students graduate on time, they start their careers earlier, which also helps Nebraska grow. And then third, we're making sure that students who've taken college courses and are considering transferring to another college know that Transfer Nebraska exists. Transfer Nebraska shows which credits will transition from one school to another so that students can stay on path to a degree.
Well, the last couple half times you've brought along a special guest, and you've done that again today. Can you introduce us?
Absolutely. It takes strong partnership and collaboration to get students into the workforce. I'm delighted to introduce you to the Nebraska Commissioner of Education, Matt Bloomstead. Matt is the Chief Educational Officer for Nebraska and is focused on preparing Nebraskans to live, earn, and live.
Matt, great to have you with us here today. Can you tell us more about your role?
Yeah, as Commissioner of Education, I'm like the state superintendent for schools, K through 12, and actually with pre-K as well. But we're responsible for overseeing teacher preparation and also have other things, including vocational rehabilitation and disability determinations as well. So I have an 8-member board, very similar to Susan's 8-member board as regents. And I'm really proud to be here, proud to have this opportunity to talk about workforce in Nebraska.
Well, it's great to have you here with us. Can you share some of the workforce needs that you see in your role?
Yeah, certainly, as Susan mentioned, we need more workers in many different occupations, but we definitely need more teachers. Last year, we had more than 300 unfilled K-12 teaching positions across Nebraska. We're especially struggling to fill teaching jobs in particular subject areas, such as math, science, physical education, career education as well. So it's been really important. And it's important because we have a labor workforce shortage all over the state for critical skilled positions, but we need teachers to be able to train students for the future, and that's why this is such an important topic, both for us in education, but for the whole state as well.
Can you tell the folks a little bit about how you're partnering with the university with the end goal of growing that work?
Yeah, one thing I'm particularly excited about is our collaborative effort to build a stronger statewide data system, one that will track educational outcomes for Nebraska students. The university, community colleges, state colleges, and the Department of Education, as well as Department of Labor, are all engaged in this activity. And really, we're looking for a system that ensures that we're working on the same set of facts and data as we assess the retention and graduation rates and our progress in meeting workforce needs. We'll have data that will allow us to intervene in situations where there may be potential potential issues and evaluate areas we can improve. In short, we'll be able to make better decisions for Nebraska. It's a perfect example of how successful economic development requires partnerships.
Fantastic. Matt, thank you so much for sharing that with us today, and best of luck as we get deeper into this school year.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Greg.
Susan, let's talk about next week. We're back home next week. What do you think about for next week's halftime?
Well, Greg, I'll be joined by Lance Perez. Dr. Perez is the Dean of the College of Engineering at UNL. Lance and I will talk about the urgent need for high-skill, high-wage, high-demand jobs in Nebraska. Now, these are areas where job growth is going to explode, and the university is laser-focused on being part of that growth. So Lance has big plans for the College of Engineering. We're excited to share them with Husker Nation.
Look forward to that next week. Susan Fritz with us here at Halftime, along with Commissioner Blumstead. We'll be back with more Halftime coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.